Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include recent Falun Gong events around the world, Chiayi County, Taiwan, organ harvesting documentary screened for university professors, students, and county officials. Raising a teenager is easy with the guidance of Falun Dafa. Japanese council member, it's everyone's responsibility to stop the communist regime's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting. Learning the truth, one person at a time. And Chongqing, China, court prosecutor insinuates that practicing Falun Gong is indeed lawful. Now for the stories.
Recent Falun Gong events around the world. The holiday season is also the traveling season. As many Chinese people go on vacation in Europe, Falun Gong practitioners there have held various events to reach out to their fellow Chinese with the facts behind the persecution of Falun Gong. Meanwhile, practitioners in other parts of the world participate in community events to promote the practice and raise awareness. Practitioners from Paris visit the Eiffel Tower and shopping malls every weekend to talk with Chinese tourists. A few days ago, a lady from Sichuan, China, smiled when she saw the practitioners as soon as she got off the tour bus. She circled the practitioner's booth and told them quietly that she had just started practicing Falun Gong a few weeks prior. She started practicing after talking to a practitioner from Canada on the phone. She was touched by that practitioner's words and wanted to know more about this ancient Chinese cultivation practice. She found a copy of Zhuan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. "It's a great teaching," she said. After finishing the entire book in one sitting, she was amazed and wondered, why did the Communist Party ban this? She wanted to learn the exercises. She said to the practitioners excitedly, "I truly don't understand why the government suppresses such a good thing. Why won't they let us read the Falun Gong books and let us judge whether it is good or bad?" Then answering her own question, she said, "The Communist Party does not have courage. It is afraid of the truth. So it suppresses the truth and then spreads lies," she said. "I read your materials. You guys are truly great. I want to continue practicing. If there is only one thing I trust, it is Falun Gong," she said with tears in her eyes. Practitioners from Stockholm, Sweden, set up display boards and demonstrated exercises at a local plaza. They also collected signatures on a petition speaking out against the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners in China. Events were also held in Copenhagen, Denmark, Athens, Greece, Vladivostok, Russia, Chiayi, Taiwan, Albany, New York, and Batam, Indonesia.
Chiayi County, Taiwan, organ harvesting documentary screened for university professors, students, and county officials. Human Harvest, China's Illegal Organ Trade, a documentary on organ harvesting atrocities being committed in the persecution of Falun Gong in China, was screened at the National Chung-Cheng University on December 8th. More than 100 students and faculty members attended the film screening, followed by a forum discussion. The presiding judge of the Taichung High Court thanked the organizer for raising awareness of this important issue, saying, "Many Taiwan residents traveled to the mainland for organ transplants, but they didn't know the hard reality behind this. To some extent, one organ transplant in China could mean killing one person." Since the organ harvesting from living Falun Gong prisoners of conscience was first exposed in 2006 by the Epoch Times, this atrocity has drawn worldwide attention. Based on the testimonies from witnesses and independent investigations by David Kilgore and David Mattis, this documentary shed light on the tragedy and received many awards, including the Peabody Award in 2015. An associate professor of National Chung-Cheng University who organized the event said that the documentary provides strong evidence that the killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their organs is taking place in China. This includes testimonies of three patients in Taiwan who had received organ transplants in China, as well as investigations by human rights lawyers, doctors, and journalists. Liao Huiwen, an associate professor at the university who attended the screening, commented that live organ harvesting is unimaginable. She said, "It reminds me of the Holocaust. It may take time, but justice will prevail in the end." A separate screening of the film was held at the Chai Yi Labor Recreation Center on December 3rd. Nearly 200 residents and local officials attended. After watching the documentary, the mayor of Chai Yi called for more action to stop the brutality. He said, "Forced organ harvesting is a crime against humanity, and we cannot let it continue."
Raising a teenager is easy with the guidance of Falun Dafa. My 14-year-old daughter has been practicing Falun Dafa for more than a year. During that time, she has been able to overcome many typical teenage problems, and she is now a healthy and happy girl. She has a good personality, rarely gets angry, even when she is wronged, helps me to do housework on the weekends and holidays, and is the best student in her class. Just 2 years ago, she was totally different. She had a lot of difficulty with her schoolwork. She often had to stay up until 2 a.m. or later to finish her homework. Because she was so tired, she had to sleep more on the weekends, and she stayed in bed whenever she could. I even had problems getting her out of bed to eat, much less helping out with the chores. She left a mess everywhere she went and was also a picky eater and rarely finished her meals. What troubled me most was her temper. She was introverted, but very stubborn. It was very difficult to communicate with her. When we started practicing Falun Dafa last summer, what Master said about educating our children enlightened me. By looking inward and improving myself, my daughter improved along with me. Master said, quote, "Some people blow up even when they're disciplining their kids. They'll yell and make a big scene. You don't have to be like that when you're disciplining your kids. You shouldn't really get angry. You should teach your kids with reason and good sense, and that's the only way you can really teach them well." Unquote. From the book Duan Falun. I realized that I needed to be tolerant, considerate, and diligent. Being tolerant, first I needed to control my own temper. After I began handling situations calmly, she became able to control her own temper better and better. One time her grandmother criticized her, but she did not get angry. After that, no matter how hard I was on her, she never got angry over it again. Being considerate, with a calm mind and good communication, I figured out why it took my daughter so long to do her homework. I realized that in the past I'd always asked her to finish her homework quickly, but I didn't know that she actually needed help. From then on, I was no longer attached to how fast she could finish. Instead, I spent more time helping her to understand the problems. It really helped her performance at school. Being diligent. By searching inward, I found out why my daughter was lazy. Subconsciously, I did not want her to endure hardship. I wanted her to be comfortable. In order to raise her responsibly, I had to stop spoiling her. I set strict standards for her on what she needed to do and what she couldn't do. Through the study of Falun Dafa, my daughter also realized that one shouldn't be lazy. Maybe new problems will emerge in the future, but I am no longer worried about my daughter's education. With the guidance of Falun Dafa, our future is bright.
Japanese Council Member, it's everyone's responsibility to stop the communist regime's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting. Two documentary films on the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong were screened in the offices of Sumida District Council Member Osi Kensuke in Tokyo on December 19th and 20th, 2016. The first film was the documentary Human Harvest, a Peabody Award winner, which exposed the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. The second film was Free China, The Courage to Believe, which exposes the CCP's brutal persecution of Falun Gong. Viewers were appalled at the CCP atrocities. Councilmember Osi Kensuke said, "The whole country is involved in the large scale of live organ harvesting. It cannot be tolerated by any country's law, but it has existed in China for many years. The main reason is that the CCP places itself above the Constitution. He said, to stop the crime of live organ harvesting, the CCP must be disintegrated. He expressed hope that more people would stand up to support Falun Gong practitioners' efforts in opposing the persecution. He emphasized that stopping the CCP's atrocity of live organ harvesting is everyone's responsibility. The documentary film, Free China, The Courage to Believe, won the award of free speech at the inaugural 2012 Free Speech Film Festival and won the top award at the 2012 Awareness Film Festival in West Hollywood. The film is based on the personal experiences of Dr. Charles Lee, originally from China and living in the U.S. as an American citizen, and Jennifer Zheng, living in China and a former Communist Party member. Both began practicing Falun Gong in the 1990s. The film reflects the current plight of China and suggests how China can achieve true freedom. The documentary film Human Harvest describes the story of Nobel Peace Award nominee David Kilgore and David Mattis in their independent investigation of China's live organ harvesting and illicit trade. The film exposes the CCP's systematic live organ harvesting. The film won the 2015 Peabody Award and the Best International Investigative Documentary Award from the Association for International Broadcasting in 2015. One man said after watching the film, "This is my first time learning about the CCP's atrocity of live organ harvesting for illicit profit. It is inconceivable. The living part is shocking. It is beyond basic human ethics. Any normal person cannot remain silent about this."
Learning the truth, one person at a time. Living close to Oslo, the capital of Norway, I often go to nearby tourist sites to reach out to Chinese visitors to talk to them about Falun Gong. Despite the 17-year suppression of Falun Gong in China and the Chinese regime's defamatory propaganda, many of these people already know the truth about the practice and no longer believe the regime's lies. This is because they or someone they know has acquired the software that enables them to break through China's internet blockade and read uncensored news. One person breaks through the internet blockade. Many people learn the truth. At City Hall one day, I met a group of Chinese tourists. At first, none of them would speak with me. Then one man pointed to the informational materials in my hand and said, "I already know all this." We began speaking, and to my surprise, I found that he did indeed know a lot of what was covered in the materials. He explained, "One of my friends was able to break through the internet blockade and read about it. Now we're all talking about these things." After I told the man about the terrible crimes committed by the Chinese Communist Party against the Chinese people, he nodded and said he was waiting for the day when the party collapses. He then agreed to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. As we continued our conversation, several other tourists also came up and took materials to read. I once saw a group of Chinese people sitting on a bench at Karl Johan's Gate, the main thoroughfare in Oslo. I went up to them, but they would not talk with me or accept any of my materials. I sat down next to an older man and began talking with him. He appeared to be in his 70s and was happy to chat with me. He said, "What you said is right. They do not know the facts of Falun Gong," pointing to the other tourists. "But I do because I often read overseas news after I was able to break through the internet blockade." He then told me what he had learned and how he decided to quit his membership in the CCP. As we continued to talk, several other tourists joined our discussion and took materials to read. It is very encouraging to see how people in China have benefited from the software to break through the internet blockade.
Chongqing, China. Court prosecutor insinuates that practicing Falun Gong is indeed lawful. A Chongqing resident appeared in court for the second time to face charges that he, quote, used a cult to undermine law enforcement, a standard pretext used by the Chinese Communist regime in its attempt to frame and imprison Falun Gong practitioners. Mr. Zhang Jun was arrested on May 24, 2016, for talking to people about Falun Gong. His lawyer argued that no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong and that his client should never have been prosecuted for exercising his constitutional right to freedom of belief. The prosecutor could not specify which law Mr. Zhang had broken and admitted, "We don't have any evidence or find any statute that says Falun Gong is a cult." The prosecutor's words were recorded in the court proceedings bearing his signature. Mr. Zhang first appeared in court on October 26th, where the same prosecutor produced only some photos of the alleged prosecution evidence without presenting any real items as required by law. The judge stopped the hearing upon the defense lawyer's protest. The prosecutor showed up at the second hearing on December 23rd with some items confiscated from Mr. Zhang's residence following his arrest. The defense lawyer argued that the law stipulates that SD cards and flash drives cannot be used as evidence because their contents can be easily adulterated. He also pointed out that the Falun Gong materials confiscated caused no harm to anyone or society at large, let alone undermined law enforcement. The lawyer demanded an acquittal of his client, but the judge adjourned the second hearing without issuing a verdict. Mr. Zhang, who started practicing Falun Gong 1 year ago, remains at Ba Nan District Detention Center. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.